Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Yippee-ki-yay, you're in the clubhouse this morning. Welcome, it's January 27th. Hello, end of February. I mean, beginning of February. You know, what do they say about time speeding up at some point? It's all very interesting. In the clubhouse this morning, Bill Cuevas, he's just, you know, just fresh off playing with Graham McDowell, the Graham McDowell, and the PGA Show. Alisa Godet, the author of Two Good Rounds, The Superstars. And Craig Sasada from Poi Pu Bay, the director of golf, will be joining us. But first, let's talk a little bit about Michelle Wee. I think she needs to go swim with the dolphins more often. She moved into contention at the Pure Silk Bahamas LPGA Classic with an 8-under 65 yesterday at the Ocean Club Golf Course. Shot a 72 first, then a 65. She fashioned that bogey-free round. Very heavy winds. She's tied for third now, two shots off the lead. In the lead, Jessica Korda, and Paula Creamer is right there. So it's really exciting. This is a fabulous leaderboard. We had a fabulous leaderboard at the Sony Open in Hawaii, and I just want to thank all the volunteers again and Russell Luke for making all of the nervous honorary observers, including myself. I was following Retief Goose and Pat Perez and Robert Allenby. But in the group right behind me was the Sony Open champion, Jimmy Walker. I mean, after a 63, six birdies on the back nine, amazing round. I kept hearing all these people cheering. Somebody told me it was Jerry Kelly. He was also having a great round. And this is my conversation with champion Jimmy Walker after his win at Sony. Welcome to the show, Jimmy Walker, Baylor University graduate, and I'm trying to understand astroimaging as your hobby, but your profession is playing golf, and boy, did you play golf at the Sony Open, the back nine on Sunday. I had the pleasure of being an honorary observer. I was walking with the penultimate group, the one right in front of you. And it was amazing. Listening to the cheering behind me, it was like I'm in the wrong group. You really came on strong in that final nine holes. Where did you go when you shot that 63? The back nine, was it 5-under 30?
I wasn't really sure what I was shooting at that point. I just knew that birdies were good and I needed to keep making them. And it was actually pretty funny because I really honestly didn't know what I shot after the round. I don't really remember until I found my scorecard. And said, wow, that was 63. That was pretty good.
You know, they always say whenever we're shooting a really low number, we don't realize what we're doing. How do you get into that space? Really, we don't think about it. I mean, I know I haven't played enough golf to be even close to understanding it. Have you ever thought about it?
It just kind of happens. And when you get into that moment, you really don't really have time to reflect on things that are happening. It's not until after the fact that you go back and look at how you felt and physically, emotionally on things, you know, that were happening. And I think that's where you learn about yourself and what happened. And then next time you get into those positions, then you can remember and what was happening and how you felt. And that can help you when you do kind of get back into that moment.
Exactly. So your fries.com, the first event that you won since joining the PGA Tour, do I have that right?
That's right.
Yeah, so fries.com, the first event of the 2013-2014 season, and then bam, you win at the Sony Open. Is there something similar between the two golf courses?
They're really not. Well, very hilly, big golf course. Wylie, short, tight. So there wasn't a whole lot of similarity between the two. It's just a matter of hitting good shots that week and making putts, and that's the theme of the two wins.
Awesome. Now, you're at Torrey Pines. Have you played a practice round?
I played nine holes on the north course this morning. I'm going to play eight south.
What are your impressions of the course?
So far, it's playing very firm and fast. Got a nice bounce to it and has a lot of rough. And it's similar for their start, green and fairway. So it's really fast golf courses. So make this place really fun to play.
And it's going to be interesting to be playing with Jordan Spieth and Tiger Woods for 2 days. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I don't really know Tiger. I know Jordan's a great kid. He's very nice. So I think it'll be a fun week.
I was listening to your interview during the interview room, and when they asked you about playing with Tiger Woods, the one hole you got to play with him, that's a great story. And one of the guys was asking you about emotions, and I think he was referring to the fries.com win, when you were quoted to say something like, getting your emotions under control. You learned how to do it during that fries.com win. I imagine that's going to help out for playing with Tiger Woods and all the commotion that he brings to the course.
I'm sure it will. It'll be interesting. I've played with Phil before, and he brings a pretty big crowd with him. So I'll remember that, and it'll be something new to put in the memory bank. I'm sure it's going to be a blast. People like to see good golf. I don't think they care who it's for. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll go out and all have a really good week and feed off each other and go play well.
I'm sure you will. When you come back for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions in 2015 and to defend at the Sony Open, I hope, and if I can, I'll make contact for you. You can go to Mauna Kea and check out the telescopes up there.
That would be fun. That would be a lot of fun. I think that might be on my bucket list for next year when we go back. I'd definitely like to go a little early and go see that.
That's awesome. Excellent talking with you. I know you've got a lot of things that you've got to take care of. Jimmy Walker, thanks so much for taking time out to be on the Golf Club.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. It was great talking with him. He's a very fine gentleman, and if you were wondering, checking your calendar, indeed, I made a mistake. It's the 25th and not the 27th. Michelle, we swimming with the dolphins. It's one of the things that they got to do, she got to do, with some of the players from the LPGA in the beautiful Bahamas. And it's interesting to watch if you go to LPGA.com and see the video. I remember swimming with the dolphins at Waikoloa. We were not allowed to touch them. They got, in the Bahamas, you get to give them a kiss. You get to hold their flippers and dance with them kind of up in the air. It's a real fun video. And, of course, we've got two great events underway right now that you can check out on Golf Channel, the LPGA Pure Silk Bahamas Classic, and later on this morning, you'll also be able to watch Torrey Pines. And coming up is Steve DiMeglio. We're going to be talking about what's been happening, who withdrew, how's Tiger, Jimmy Walker, and Jordan Spieth after a 63 yesterday. We'll be right back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
2014 ILX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
2014 RDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, you can get the city-sized luxury of the ILX with a special lease that starts at just $209 a month. You should go check it out at Acura of Honolulu down 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. Into the clubhouse now with Steve DiMeglio, golf writer for USA Today. Welcome to the show, Steve.
How are you doing, Danielle?
Excellent. I'm watching, you know, Michelle Weed shot a 65. Yeah. That makes us all happy here in Hawaii, certainly, and I hope it makes you happy around the world because everybody always criticizes her. Hopefully she can hold it and repeat. What's your thought?
There's a lot of good things going on. Sergio Garcia won in Qatar today.
I saw that playoff.
That's always good. Michelle Wee's in contention. That's always good. Jordan Spieth put on quite a show yesterday. That's always good. I mean, golf is starting to look real good already. Early here in 2014. But as far as Wheezy, I think Wheezy's going to have a big year because I think she finally figured out, you know, that once she wasn't going to college and she had all this free time, and sometimes that works for people, sometimes it doesn't. And last year, you know, 2012 was just a terrible year, and she was embarrassed by it. And she wanted to atone for that, and she started to really atone for it towards the end of last year. And I expect her to have a big year this year.
I sure do hope so. you're at where one of the top players in the world, certainly one of the most popular players in the world, had to withdraw. Phil Mickelson withdrew last night from the Farmers Insurance at Torrey Pines. Tell us why.
Well, he right before his round Thursday, he tweaked his back, and he was trying to, you know, fix it as he went, as he played his round, and it just progressively got worse. And he was talking about withdrawing after Thursday's first round. And yesterday on the South Course, he went out there, and he just couldn't get it. And you could tell he was starting to get into bad habits. Right before the round, he had to switch around some weights in his driver because he was flailing the driver out left, and so he was trying to compensate that with technology. But you could tell whenever he got into the rough, and you could tell when he was hitting driver, he just can't fire at the ball. Mm. And so last night he went home, something must have happened, and about 10 o'clock our time, he said he just couldn't do it. You know, he's got to defend the title next week in Phoenix. He loves the AT&T Pebble Beach. He's going to play there. So he doesn't want to jeopardize the rest of the year. As he has said, he doesn't want to do anything stupid. So he's going to take some cautionary measures this week and give himself four days of treatment before Phoenix, and hopefully everything will be good to go next week.
Yeah, you know, he said something very important, I think, for all golfers to remember. What he was doing was compensating for the pain, and he was creating bad habits in the process.
Oh, yeah, you could tell. You're holding your weight back because you know in your mind it's gonna hurt when you go through. You don't take as big a swing, so all your lines are off because you're not really firing at it. And he could tell, and you could tell, you know, people who really know the golf swing. I don't, but a couple of swing coaches were watching it on film, and they would instantly say, look at there. He held back there, his right shoulder's off playing, so. He was already picking up habits, and he knew he was, and he just didn't want to keep going.
That's the thing about golf. I mean, you know, after honing your swing, grooving your swing for years, you'd think that how could you just over a weekend develop bad habits? But that's how it just happens that quickly. When you have a pain that you're reacting to, your body, your brain remembers that, and you develop that habit. And that's really hard to break out of. And I think Tiger Woods went through that when he was, you know, with that knee, the painful knee that he had, the broken leg that he had playing at Torrey Pines in 2008, winning the U.S. Open. He developed a lot of bad habits because he played through all of that, those injuries. And then working and changing his swing, just a lot of stuff goes on with that.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, and whether it's Ricky Fowler's doing it right now, Ricky Fowler has had some tender back issues in the last 2 years, and now he went to Butch Harmon, and they're redoing his swing right now to make it a lot easier on his back for one of the reasons he's doing it. But in Tiger, the one thing with Tiger, you know, when he fought through 2008 U.S. Open and he won here on a broken leg and all those torn ligaments, he knew he was going to shut it down at the end of the week. So he knew whatever bad habits he was going through that week weren't going to stay very long because he knew he was going to have the surgery. But he has done another swing change to protect that left knee, and it's amazing that just little things throw these guys off. And it's just because of that golf swing. There's so many body movements in that golf swing. It's just like a baseball swing. It's mind-boggling. When I used to cover baseball and you would see a guy pick anybody, let's say Jason Giambi would go through a tear and he'd be like 20 for 35 and with hitting home runs, and then a week later he couldn't hit anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a little thing here, a little thing there, and, you know, it's still, I would imagine if this was later in the season, still would maybe shut it down for a week and then play through it. But he knows the whole year is ahead of him, and he just doesn't want to do anything stupid.
We're talking with Steve DiMeglio, golf writer for USA Today. You know, on Tiger Woods, he is certainly not at the top of the leaderboard. He's in the middle of the pack. I think he made the cut by one. Was it one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And Jordan Spieth shot a 63. Tiger Woods was playing with Jordan Spieth and Jimmy Walker. Jimmy Walker did not make the cut. And how frustrating do you think it was for Tiger Woods to play with Jordan Spieth, Jordan shooting a 63 and Tiger barely making the cut?
Well, I felt sorry for Jimmy Walker on three fronts. One, he didn't have his game. Jimmy, I don't know if he looked a little tired. I don't know if he was tired, but he was just missing here and there. He wasn't in total control, so he felt sorry for him there. He felt sorry for him because Jordan Spieth was throwing 9 birdies up there. And then he felt sorry for him because when you play with Tiger and there's all that commotion, the one thing that these guys do, and Jordan's a fast player, and you could tell Jimmy was purposely, I think, slowing himself down because when Tiger would hit a shot, the whole wave moved. And so, you know, Jordan Spieth would be ready to hit. He'd have to step back because the commotion of all the people moving and all the marshals telling people not to move. And it happened with Jimmy a lot of times, too. So it's just Jimmy and Tiger just watched a really great show yesterday, 63. And, you know, Jordan was hitting the ball well, but he was making every putt he was looking at, too. And that's sort of disheartening when Tiger was burning edges and he was just a yard off here, a yard off there on his drives. And he watches Jordan Spieth knocking 20 footers all day. So,
yeah, how does that make you feel, though, as a competitor, watching this young gun shoot a 63 and you're barely able to, you know, make a cut? It must have a psychological impact. What about Tiger Woods' swing? I hear everybody's analyzing it from last year to this year. It's shorter. Have you heard?
Well, I'll just put it this way. I talked to Sean Foley, swing coach, this morning.
Great.
And he was asked by a bunch of media people, and he said, I gave my standard response. I go, he's 8 hours into his year. You know, don't worry about anything, folks. I mean, you don't know how much he repped in the off season. You don't know how much he worked at it. Tiger enjoyed his off season. Maybe he didn't put as much effort as he has in the past, but Sean's certainly not worried. I mean, he's read where somebody wrote that Tiger's backswing looks like a 55-year-old.
Yes, I know who wrote that.
And, you know, and he rolls his eyes, and if Tiger would become aware of that, he'd roll his eyes too. I mean, everybody thought something was wrong after Tiger shot 72 on the South course on Thursday. I go, it's his first round. He hasn't played since December. What's the big deal? And then yesterday, 71, he was just a yard off here, a yard off there. As he said, he was just a fraction off. And believe me, I agree with him, and I'm not worried at all, and I don't think anybody should be. And I don't think anybody should be looking at his swing dissecting it right now. I mean, if you think he's got a problem and he's doing the same things a month from now after he plays Dubai next week and he comes back either for match play or Honda, okay, maybe something's there. But, I mean, Tiger didn't just lose all of his talent from last year when he won 5 times. I mean, I just don't. He'll be fine. Believe me, Tiger will be fine.
It was just funny when Brandel Chamblee said that on television, you know, on Golf Channel. I think it was during I don't think it was Morning Drive. It was Golf Central. And he goes, it looks like a 55-year-old man. I'm like, wow.
Well, I mean, no.
Wow.
Yeah, Brandel knows 1,000 times more about the swing. He can look at a swing and see things that I'll never be able to see. But Sean probably doesn't agree with him, and neither does Tiger. So, you know, he has 2 rounds under his belt this year. So I don't know. I guess you have to find something with Tiger because he is by far, without question, the epicenter of golf.
That's right.
He always will be when he's out.
As somebody said on Twitter the other day, hey, you know, the golf season may have started, but nobody cares until Tiger Woods tees that up, you know? So
yeah.
We're going to take a break. Can we talk some more about the Ryder Cup year that's coming up? And we are in the Ryder Cup year, and Tom Watson is leading us, and the Latin America Amateur is starting off. So much going on in the world of sports. I need to take a real quick break. I'd also like to talk to you about Stuart Sink.
Sure.
Understand he discovered something in his game during the father-son tournament, and there he is at the top of the leaderboard. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, visiting with Steve DiMeglio, golf writer, USA Today. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we're talking with Steve DiMeglio, golf writer, USA Today. Phil Mickelson tweaked his back, and for 2 days he played, he DQ'd last night, he withdrew, he WD'd. I was thinking about young Marina Alex, who was DQ'd after failing to sign her scorecard. She didn't sign it. She walked 3 steps away or 3 feet away, or she walked out of the scoring area. Bottom line is that's against the rules of golf, and she said she'll never do that again. She feels bad. She's not angry, but she also had a sore hip. You know, it's interesting to hear all of the things. Phil Mickelson tweaked his back, said, you know, I'm getting old. But it's young kids that are also having sore hips, bad backs. What's going on with this game that's supposed to let us play until we're, you know, ancient? I know some guys who play, they're 90 years old. They go out every week and play golf.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would imagine on the professional level, because technology has gotten so advanced and so good, that just look at Keegan Bradley. They're firing at the ball 150 miles per hour swing speed. I mean, they're going after it on every shot because they can, because they know that the balls are self-correcting and and you've got perimeter weighted irons and drivers that is phenomenally great drivers. So I think a lot of the professionals are swinging as hard, or if not harder, than they have ever swung before in their lifetimes, and that puts so much more pressure on all your body joints. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
This is, as some people said, becoming a violent game, that the ball at impact is violent with all the speed generated by the body this now and all the technological advances. It's definitely a power game.
Well, one of the cartoons that you see of a golfer, I think it was Tiger Woods when he was younger, is, you know, you saw the whole body spin around like, you know, like a gummy bear, you know, twisting. And he had to change his swing because you can't twist your back like that. I don't care what condition you're in. And sometimes too much muscle is bad for the ligaments. You know, all that weight that the body's carrying with all that muscle, you just don't need that kind of muscle necessarily. But this game is getting different, and it is taking its toll on the players. But Stuart Sink, here we go, okay, top of the leaderboard, Torrey Pines, Jordan Spieth, 71-63. Stuart Sink, kind of an old guy. Should we call him an old guy? Is that fair?
Let's say an elder, slowly aging statesman.
Okay. He shoots 64-71. He's second, you know, going in to this third round with Nicholas Kolsarts and Billy Horschel and Mark Leishman and Scott Stallings and Jason Day and all this great leaderboard that we've got at Torrey Pines. He said he discovered something as a father-son. Do you know what that is?
I don't know, but he did talk about, after his first round Thursday, that, you know, when he won the 2009 British Open, he put pressure on himself because he thought, okay, now I have to prove to everybody that I'm a major champion. I have to play at a different level, and he put a lot of pressure on his game. Mm. And then he went through some swing changes as well, and those swing changes have taken a long time to take hold. But what he said on the Thursday is, start going back to last year when the new wraparound season started, he started feeling a lot better about his swing, started trusting a lot better, and as he said, I could freely swing. I could freely go after the ball for the first time in a long time, not having to worry about setup, not having to worry about impact. Just he was back in the old days, just freely going out there, trusting what he was doing, and just swinging the club. And Stewart had too much talent to fall off the face of the earth and never be heard from again. And this hopefully for him, and he says he's in a good place right now, hopefully we will see this Stewart Sink of old, because he was a solid player, a contender in many, many majors, and he was just a really good player, you know, played on the Ryder Cup and played in the President's Cup. So maybe this is an indication that everything that he has been working back toward is coming to fruition.
Yeah, it's nice, too, you know. I'm looking it's really nice to see him back in contention, and I just hope it holds up. Now, let's just make it clear about Torrey Pines. Torrey Pines is the north course. Torrey Pines is the south course. The north course is a little more, well, forgiving than the south course?
Oh, yeah. It's 600 yards shorter. The greens aren't nearly as severe. Now we go to the south course for the last two rounds, and it played four strokes tougher than the north course the first 2 days. And we haven't even gotten to the tough pin placements yet of today and tomorrow. So I don't think you're going to see many 63s today. You're going to see guys that are going to be playing great golf, making pars. It's just a much tougher golf course. So length, number one, and the severity of the greens and the severity of the bank off the greens, it's a beast compared to the north course.
There you go. So the south course, and Tiger Woods, when he took a look at it and talked to the press before the round started, he's won there seven times, eight if you count the 2008 U.S. Open. He said this is set up worse than the 2000, well, as tough as the Open was set up. And I think I heard Doug Ferguson this morning say to him it seemed like it was even tougher than 2008's U.S. Open.
Well, on Monday and Tuesday, these guys got here, and even on Wednesday, they were bouncing wedges off the greens. The greens were so hard, but Wednesday night, they softened up the golf course. They put some water on the green. And so what that did is, Tiger, you know, your memory kicks in, and you know chip shots are going to run out, but now that the green was softened, some places it was still rock firm, and in other places it was soft. Where at the U.S. Open, you knew that everything was hard. You knew everything was firm.
Uh-huh.
Here, there are still soft spots here and there, so there were times when the ball wouldn't release as they thought it would, and other times it released when they didn't think it would. So that, in that sense, it was tough. I mean, believe me, it wasn't tougher than 2008 U.S. Open. It was just tougher in the sense that you couldn't really – know exactly what the ball was going to do when it would land in certain spots. But,
got it. Yeah.
I mean, in 2008, I mean, Tiger and Rocco finished four rounds on the south course. I think they were one under, you know, going into the playoffs. So there were 67s out there shot on the south course this week and 68s and 69s. There weren't a whole lot of those during the U.S. Open.
Got it. Steve DiMiglio is golf writer for USA Today, and we're talking with him this morning about all things golf, of course, and in particular Torrey Pines, because that's where they're playing. Phil Mickelson withdrew his back. You know, he flew in from, the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That will take a toll on anybody's body. And then to jump into it and start playing after being squished in, I don't care what your airplane is like, okay, it's still uncomfortable flying. It's not good for you. You get dehydrated, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, but he did say something. He didn't like what Reese Jones did, the Open doctor, when he changed the course, right? And so he said it doesn't allow him to play as aggressively as he likes to play.
He won for the third time at Torrey Pines in 2001, and they began the renovation right after that. They brought in a lot more rough. They brought in they thinned fairways. They just made the green so much tougher getting ready for that 2008 U.S. Open. It's just one tough track. sight lines are scary. There's blind shots. There's shots going into where all you see is the blue sky and the flag. But it's the greens. And if you miss the greens in certain areas, you're dead. And that's what it took a lot of Phil's aggression away from him, because you just couldn't go after driver with a driver like you were able to in the past. And in the past, before the renovation, it didn't matter where you were. You went at all the par fives and two. Well, you can't do that now. I mean, there's so much trouble on the left side of 13, the par five there, and that, it just changes your outlook and changes your game. And hence, Phil has not won this tournament since 2001. So Reese Jones has angered quite a few pros over the years.
It was cute to hear him say, it made me angry. It makes me angry. Looking at this golf course makes me angry. So I wasn't really surprised. If he's got a bad back, I wasn't surprised that he withdrew. It's not a course he wants to really play anymore. The memories that he has just makes him angry. So how can you play when you're feeling angry, right?
Yeah.
Something great happened in the world of golf this week that was announced. The Asia Pacific Amateur is an event that's held, of course, in Asia. And the person who wins, Hideki Matsuyama, won a couple of times, back-to-back. He got to play in the Masters. Now, they've added an event. I think it's called the Latin America Amateur. And this, again, allows the person who wins to play in the Masters. That's pretty amazing, isn't it, for golf?
It is. And I like what the Masters is doing. And it's a way to grow the game. You can do whatever you want to grow the game over in Asia, or do whatever you want to grow the game in Latin America. But if you tell people, one day you can win this tournament, you'll go and play in the Masters. That's a humongous selling point. And I hope they keep doing this. I hope, a lot of people said, now you're going to have the Asia Amateur come and play in the Masters. You're going to have the Latin America Amateur champion come and play in the Masters. How about the NCAA champion gets an automatic bid into the Masters?
Yeah.
That would grow the game even more. And they're not done. South Africa is out there. They could have an amateur in the winter play in the Masters.
I'm going for the Urals. Right?
Sure. I mean, it's just
Central Europe.
It's their way of growing the game and bringing attention to the game for people of all ages, for kids who are growing up and trying to start the game, and other people who are keep playing the game. Just put some incentives out there and some good stuff.
It does. So we've got all of this in addition to a Ryder Cup year. Tom Watson leading us in Scotland. Will Tiger Woods win a major? Let's take a break, Steve, and wrap it up with answers to those questions. We'll be back right after this. Talking with Steve DiMiglio, USA Today. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
The 2014 ILX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
The 2014 RDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Hey, if you're just joining us, we've got, Phil Mickelson withdrew at Torrey Pines Farmers Insurance Open. Tiger Woods is in the middle of the pack. Jordan Spieth is in the lead, shot a 63. Michelle Wee moved into contention in Bahamas, Pure Silk Bahamas LPGA Classic. I saw some really low scores, she said. I was like, okay, time to giddy up, and she made 8 birdies, equaling Paula Creamer's 65 as the low round of the event. Her ball striking was sharp, and she hit 17 greens in regulation and took only 28 putts. Way to go, Wheezy. Okay, and then we have also on the LPG Tour another DQ. It was Marina Alex. She said there was, you know, in golf, there's that moment when you lose your mind. Something distracts you. What? How many have I hit? Thank goodness there's a caddy to tell me, you know. She said there was just that moment when her hip was bothering her. I was thinking, I need to get over to see the trainer. I knew I'd signed Laura's scorecard. I didn't realize I didn't sign mine. I handed my card over to scoring, asked if everything was okay. I was told, yes, everything looks good. I stepped outside the tent to my bag, and I was stepping away. Wait, you didn't sign your scorecard. You know, it was just one of those moments, she said. So that's the thing about golf. You got to be constantly focused. What are we going to do for the Ryder Cup? We're playing in Scotland. Now, Tom Watson has always won in Scotland. Steve DiMeglio is with us, USA Today golf writer. Steve, what are your thoughts on our chances in Scotland winning the Ryder Cup?
I'll put it this way. With Graham McDowell, who was a hero in 2010 for the European Ryder Cup team, he said the toughest thing about the Ryder Cup this year is making the team. Both teams are loaded. There are going to be some star power guys that will not make the team. So both teams are going to be loaded. And I look at it, USA has as much a chance of winning as the Europeans do. You know, they won in 08. The United States won in 08. They lost by a point in 2010 that could have gone either way. They lost, obviously, by a point in 2012 when Euro made that great comeback. And so that could have gone either way. It's not as if the United States is getting blown out here in the Ryder Cup. But both teams know they're going to be stacked. They're going to be loaded going into that. And, you know, flip a coin who wins. If there's adverse weather, I don't think that'll play into the hands of the Europeans, more so than the United States team, because most of the European guys that are going to make that team play in the United States. So when they say the European guys will be better acclimated, they'll be able to handle the rough conditions, and we expect rough conditions there at Glen Eagles. I don't buy into that because they, in the past 5-10 years, they're not playing in Europe as much as they used to. So
yes.
I just think that, well, I think both teams are going to be stacked. And it's going to come down again to the last two matches on Sunday.
Yep, and it's interesting because one of the reasons why I think the European Tour players are doing so much better in Ryder Cup is because if you look at the leaderboard that we've got here, you know, look at the international aspect. There are so many more European Tour players playing on the PGA Tour. They're playing up to the PGA Tour level. So it's not like we're playing against a team that's only playing European Tour. And I don't take this wrong. I love the European Tour, but it's just a different level of competition. Everybody strives to get there, to the PGA Tour, right?
Absolutely. And you can look at Lee Westwood, the European stalwart. He moved to Florida in large part because he could play and practice year-round. And he could not do that as well in England. And so these guys, they come over here, the practice facilities are immaculate, the course conditions are immaculate, the weather, except for last year when we had so many delays, but the weather for the most part is so much better than what you get in Europe, and you can practice and play and improve your game at a faster level. So, the Europeans have gotten better because, in large part, because of this PGA Tour.
Yeah, and it's great to see. Now, finally, is Tiger Woods going to win a major?
I think so. I look at it, I know he hasn't won since 2005 at Augusta National, but the guy's won 4 green jackets, and he's been in contention. He's been right there since 2005 many times than he hasn't been. At the U.S. Open, it's on Pinehurst number 2. Tiger finished third in 1999 when it was there, and he finished second in 2005 when it was there. And he smiles and he says, I'm trending in the right direction. He's won at Hoylake, where the British Open is there, and he's won at Valhalla, where the PGA Championship is. I don't think Tiger will ever end. I don't think he's going to end his career on 14 majors. I think he's coming off a great year where he won 5 times. He likes his swing where it's at, and I just can't. If I'm a betting man, and I am, I would bet that he wins at least one this year.
Excellent. I'm of the same mind. Steve DiMeglio, USA Today. It's a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much for being on the show.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Danielle.
Absolutely. We'll talk again soon. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to switch gears, and, you know, every year they do this little thing called the PGA Merchandise Show. Well, it used to be a little thing, but it's not a little thing anymore. It's, I don't know, 40,000 people go, and they have 1,000 vendors, and this year 300 of the vendors. That's a huge number. We're first-timers. That's how invigorated this industry is. People with dreams are going to make it big in the golf business because they have an idea, kind of like the one that I kind of like a lot, this, I don't know that he was there, the spotless swing golf towel. I like this. I'm going to go use this. I'll let you know what I think of it, the spotless swing golf towel, you know. The golf board was, it's a skateboard. You can put your golf bag on, and you kind of zoom around on your skateboard on the golf course. But the guy, I have not been to the PGA show, and I feel like I need to go next year. In fact, that's what I think I'm going to. People get excited about the business. It's like the Super Bowl of golf marketing, as I was listening to Golf Channel. They're taking orders, clothing, shoes. William Guibas, he won this Play Famously that Mizuno put on. Out of 15,000 contestants, Bill was chosen to be one of 15 contestants who got to play famously with Mizuno. Now, he was at the PGA Merchandise Show, the PGA Show in Florida. But before we talk to him about that, do you know that this guy wins all the time? I don't know. He's got some inside track. He got to play with Graham McDowell. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Thank you for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. Now, how did you win playing with Graham McDowell?
I actually didn't win. It wasn't a contest. I was just sitting down watching TV one day, and my TV has caller ID, and Golf Channel number flashed up on my screen, and I was like, Golf Channel. So I ran and picked up the phone, and they said, we're looking for Bill. And I was like, this is he. And they were like, how would you like to play with Graham McDonald on Wednesday? And I was like, are you trying to punk me? I was like, are you for real? And they were like, no, do you want to play with him on Wednesday? I was like, of course, that's a silly question. I was like, can you clear your schedule? I was like, I have no schedule now. I'm there. I don't care what it is. I'm there. So
wow.
It was something. I mean, it was unexpected. I didn't have all the details of how or why I got chosen. Later on, you know, it was part with Golf Now. You know, I'm all over social media. I use Golf Now regularly to book all my tee times, and I was chosen with among two other ones. I think the total tee times between the three of us was like over 600 bookings
for
the year. Yeah, so we found out afterwards. But, you know, I mean, I didn't care. I was there.
Yeah, well, what's he like playing golf with?
You know what? He was amazing. He was like, me and him were friends forever. It's just like me playing on my regular Saturday group. I mean, it was so down to earth. I mean, he was so impressionable. It was like me and him knew each other forever.
That's a true Irishman. True Irishman, yes. Yes.
I actually changed my name because of him. He called me Billy so often. Now I'm known as Billy. I refer to myself as Billy for everything now. I'm Billy. D-Max said so.
That's funny because I was going, William, Bill, now it's Billy, huh?
Yeah, hey. Enough for GMAC is good enough for me.
There you go. Now, did he help you with your game?
Actually, he did. He told me what I was doing wrong. I have a tendency to go from the outside in, and he did help me with two things. When they talked about it on Golf Now about how they actually had somebody step in Greg McDowell's shoes, it was actually me. He went into the bunker for me. And he put his feet in there. He lined up the shot, did everything humanly possible. He said, okay, Billy, go stand in my shoes right there and hit the ball. And it actually worked.
Wow.
I was like, wow. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I couldn't get it out of, you know, before. I was having a terrible time getting out of the stand. He told me about opening the face, standing more directly towards the target, and go for it. And it actually worked. It helped me tremendously on my sand game.
Wow, that is fantastic. I mean, I knew, you can tell just seeing him on television that he's a personable person.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and that's the, you know, the Irish, they're just, you know, you just got to fall in love with them. William Guibas, married with children, six children. Is that why you're the golf father?
No, that's not the reason. You know, the reason behind it is Herb McNally. I met him, you know, through social media, right?
Yeah.
He's a fantastic guy. People started calling me that. Somebody came up with the Golf Father out of the blue on Twitter, and Herb just ran with it.
Next thing
I know, he shot me a logo. He's like, this is what the Golf Father would look like. And that logo to this day is on my hat, on my belt buckles, on my player's towel. It's on everything.
Everything.
You have no idea. At the PGA show, I was getting stopped everywhere. You're the Golf Father?
Wow.
I got cards from CEOs that want my hat.
Oh.
I'm not lying.
I know you're not.
They were stopping me in the aisles. Come here. And they'll give. I got one right in front of me right now from Fletcher.
Wow.
The CEO. He's like, I want your hat. I was like, okay. He goes, I'll email you. I was like, oh,
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
William Guibas is a retired New York State law enforcement injured in the line of duty. He is profoundly uses social media to help special causes like Folds of Honor, Warriors for Freedom, 18 for Life, and now he's just been to the show, the PGA show. I got to ask you, what was your overall impression?
This year by far was the best. It was amazing this year. A lot of new talent in there, a lot of great, you know, new product. And I actually found two standouts. A lot of people go there, you know, because they put their heart and soul into product.
Mm-hmm.
But two people really, really, you know, touched me and stuck out for me. One of them happened to be my very first stop, which is Goody Girl Golf. She's an 11-year-old named Hannah. And, I mean, literally, my very first stop at 8 o'clock in the morning when that door opened, I ran right for her booth. I wanted, you know, to welcome her. I know she had to be nervous. 11 years old, she had the beautiful products. You know, she does these headbands with ball markers on them, all flowered out and everything. I just had to go congratulate her and welcome her to the show. And she was my very first stop. I mean, I just adored her. She was a true inspiration for the game. That's what it's about, growing the game from that age.
Yeah.
You know, so. And then the second one was Game Your Game. I went there, and I wasn't expecting it. I've heard about it. You know, I knew that, you know, Brent McDowell actually used it. And he, you know, he's one of their testers, and he's part of their company and everything. And I met John, you know, John McGuire. He's the CEO of the company. And I was at the stage, and, you know, I made sure that I wanted to be there to listen, not only because of GMAC, because I really wanted to know more about the product. And the way he talked and the passion and the heart, and watching that grown man go to tears almost made me cry, because you can tell his heart was in it, everything about him. You know, his heart and soul was in this game. And then they announced that the PGA was on board as a partner, and the Golf Channel became a partner. It just got bigger. So I made sure to visit him towards the end, the very last day, and, you know, I asked him, you know, how was the show? He didn't say anything about money, how the sales were. The first thing that he came and he started talking about was two twin boys that were actually in the beta stage of using his product were actually at the show. He had no idea, and they were swinging inside of one of those, you know, the demos where you could actually hit the ball and see the flight scopes and stuff like that. And it nearly brought him to tears because he said, this is what it's all about. I'm bringing it to children, you know, kids under 10 years old playing with these devices that are helping them track their scores, learning where they can improve. And watching him feel and get so emotional, I fell in love with him, man. I really did. He's true inspiration to the game.
Game Your Game is it's part of the GPS device technology that tracks each one of the clubs that you use and tells you how far you hit that club so that you can go back to your instructor, let's say a week or 2 weeks after you've been taking a lesson, and show, this is what I'm doing with these clubs. It's also, it basically tells you the distance to your target. It's one of those, and there's so many of them right now. It's a burgeoning group of products. Golf Digest is connected with one, and I was surprised because PGA of America has teamed up with Game Your Game.
Yes.
And so they've chosen this particular product to be the one that they work with to help people improve their game. And, of course, the PGA of America are all of the teaching professionals that you may go to take a lesson. So that's huge. That's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And I found out by using it why. I actually went and tested the product in demo day, and it was incredible. It is so easy to use. It's simple. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You attach it to your pants. All you do is put the club right next to you. It has this little round thing on the top of your grip. It scans it. You hit. It knows when you're standing straight. It tells you how far you hit your club. If, you know, you can punch in your club, you're hitting a 7-iron or whatever, the name of it, everything, all the details. You walk to your ball. If you're on the green, it knows it. Overall, it was just an incredible experience. I almost got my birdie on it, but it does everything. And I almost actually had a really good shot. They were like, wow, that's good. I was like, wow, this product is good. Forget about the shot.
What is Aid the Zoom Boom?
Oh, on the golfer's gate. You know, I've seen Zoom Boom. His name is Lance.
I know Lance. He's been on the show.
Yes. You know what? I actually got the pleasure of meeting him. I had no idea that he was actually at the show. You know, I've talked with him, and he's very helpful on social media, trying to help people with their games and stuff like that. So we had a connection earlier, but I had no idea he was at the show, you know, to actually work the show and sell his product. So we went over. I went there. I was like, Lance, how you doing? Caught up real quick. He said, here, try this. And I started swinging the Zoom Boom, and he was like, oh, you see, Bill, this is what you're doing. And I could see from using his product where I was actually casting out my shot, which was causing my inside to out, which was causing my super fade, you know, better known as a slice. So
your
like,
super fade?
I want to call it a super fade. You know, we know what it is, but I'm going to call it a super fade.
Okay, I like that. You know, from now on, my slice is a super fade. Yeah,
exactly.
Sounds so much cooler.
Well, yes.
I've always known Lance to be somebody who does, like, mental game coaching. So now he's got something that you can use to get feedback for your swing?
Yes. And I mean instant feedback, literally. The first swing, he looked at me what I was doing. He was like, Bill, you need to move this finger over a little bit more. And as soon as I moved that finger over a little bit more and I started using his device, I could feel the impact further away, going closer towards target. Just by swinging, you can instantly feel the difference. And I was like, okay, I got to have that. And I mean, all he did was that, and then he showed me two other drills that he knew about, you know, with my toes and working with the product, and I couldn't believe it. I can't wait for tomorrow to get out there so I can start trying the techniques along with it.
What's this called again? What is this called?
The Zoom Boom.
The Zoom Boom.
Yes, and it's on ZoomBoom.com.
Zoom Boom. We can't forget that. It's one of those things.
No.
You can't forget that. Zoom Boom. Okay.
Yeah.
There are equipment, and there's footwear, and there's...
Uh-huh.
Now, on the equipment side, which company? I know you play with Mizuno Irons.
Yes, yes.
But
it won't be fair to mention them. I love Mizuno.
I know you do, and a lot of people do, and that's cool. But which company, like I think last year, TaylorMade, made a huge impression. Which company, equipment company, had the biggest display?
Well, they had the biggest display.
Oh.
They take up the whole back side. They really do. Display-wise, yes. But the thing that got me was all the new Titleist stuff. And the big standout equipment-wise was the new Vokey wedges, the SM5s. They came out with this new gold nickel color.
Wow.
And you know, I play in Florida, and you know, son, you're in Hawaii.
You're right.
You know how sometimes you look down at the club, and you get that flashback, you know, from the sun bouncing off of it and hitting you in the face.
Yes.
With this brush gold nickel look, it is awesome. I mean, it was just beautiful. And then I actually hit it out in demo day. Oh, fell in love. I wanted to take it home. I was like, oh, can I have, you know, this for display? I was like,
all of a sudden, the bird in me that likes to take shiny things home wants that right now.
I wanted it there. I'm lucky. You know what? Actually, Vokey made me a very special golf father wedge along with the Patriot, you know, because of the stuff that I do for the Foes of Honor.
Yes.
And I actually got a custom one, and I love that, but this gold nickel, it's hot. I love this.
Okay, this is the Golf Father. Imagine Godfather, the script that is used to, you know, it's the Godfather script. It's the print. Now take that and put Golf Father with the person with in a backswing. Okay, that's Bill's cap that he was talking about, the hat, the golf hat he has that every CEO. Oh, thank you so much. Every CEO at the golf show wanted, right?
Yes.
Right. I'm feeling it. Okay.
Feeling it?
Yes, I'm feeling it. I definitely am. And Bill, it is a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for taking me to the PGA show.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk again soon.
Have a great one.
Thank you. You too. Alisa Godet, author and writer of Two Good Rounds. That's her first book, her second book, Two Good Rounds, Superstars. She'll be up right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Valentine's Day at Poipu Bay. The ninth caller is going to win two rounds at Poipu Bay Golf Course. because Valentine's Day is a special day. You wouldn't want to go play just by yourself. And Poipuve is a special golf course, and you'd want to take somebody to share the excitement. You can play around there if you'd like today at 10:10, 11:40, or 12:10. Southside Men's Club, they're going out to play today. May y'all hit the sweet spot every time. And the Rowan Harper Memorial, they're having their tournament today at Poipuve. And also at Royal Hawaiian Country Club, I have to mention this, at 12:30 you could play. The commodity forwarders are going out to play, and so are the happy hookers. We can't figure out a better way of saying a hook. You know, a slice is a super fade, but a hook is a hook is a hook, and the happy hookers are out. We're going to bring into the clubhouse right now. Oh, would you like to win the two rounds of golf at Poipuve? You would? All you have to be is the ninth caller. You want to call now? We're going to have a hard time doing that, I think. All of a sudden, methinks we've got a full house on deck here. So we're going to have to wait a couple of minutes. Write the number down, 808-296-5467. Write that number down, okay? 808-296-5467. Alisa Godet, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Let me. When you went to the Sorbonne in Paris, France, how do they pronounce your name?
Godet.
You see, I...
Yeah.
And how do we pronounce
in
it in
America? They say Godet. A lot of my parents probably will say
Godet. Godet, right? Okay. Two good rounds, superstars, golf stories from the world's greatest athletes. Now, this is a really great book for somebody that, you know, has everything in golf, but, like, admires all the really great athletes who've taken up the game and want to know a little bit more about them. Like Rubens Barrichello, the Formula One racer from Brazil, right? 10th highest point score in the history of Formula One, and his handicap is 11.2. How did you meet him?
You know, I think you know over the years I've been writing a column, so I've had the opportunity to meet a number of different people since 2003, and I really had to rely on you know, my contacts and other people. So when people knew that I was, what I was up to, that I was trying to put together this book, and I was very adamant to try to really put in a number of international people, because if I was going to say the world's greatest athletes, I wanted it to be beyond NFL, MLB, you know, very typical American. So, you know, someone I had known said, you know, I know this Formula One driver, and I could probably put you in touch with him. And he couldn't have been lovelier. He actually has 2 million Twitter followers as well.
Well, of course, he's Formula One.
Huge, yeah.
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 Just not in the States.
Right. You know, and I think you saw too, this cricketer and the soccer players, and so really kind of. I think the one that's even most amazing is Pepin Larea, the bullfighter, because. You know, one thing is to play in the NFL. One thing is to put your body in front of a bull. So,
oh, it's such a dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, the matador.
It's a lot of risk, you know. Yeah,
of course, it's a lot of risk.
He's a four handicap.
He's a four handicap.
Bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking at the jump two here. I mean, some of the photos that you've got are fantastic. Ozzie Smith, baseball player. You know, the way he's jumping up, oh, it's just amazing, this photo that you have.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, really good.
I'm really happy. We tried to get every chapter to have a picture of the athlete playing golf and then a picture of them in their sport.
And at the highest level.
Yeah.
One life tip from Ozzie. You only get out what you put in. So, I mean, that is it, isn't it? So you put everything into whatever you're doing in that moment, because that's all you're going to get. You can only get what you put into it. When you went to the golf show, you were there, right?
I was there, yes. Crazy.
Crazy? Crazy good?
Crazy good. You know, it's long hours and lots of people, but it's great. You know, it's our big kumbaya for the golf industry. It's always nice, I think, to run into people and like yourself, if you've been in golf for a number of years. You know, to see the same people and catch up, that's always nice. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to listen in earlier to hear what your other caller said, but this whole initiative that Mark King is kind of spearheading about hack golf. I don't know if you, anybody mentioned that.
Say again?
Mark King had a big presentation. Mark King from TaylorMade.
Right, right.
With definitely had to be like 500 people or more or whatever. They had a presentation on Tuesday evening with Mark King, Ted Bishop. I'm remiss on the two other names. Gentleman from the National Golf Foundation and a very well-known person that is hired by companies in innovation. He's an author. I can't remember his book, but very, very charismatic speaker. And they are really pushing this called Hack Golf.
Hack.
And it's big, hack.
Like H-A-C-K.
Correct. And the hashtag is Hack Golf. And I think if you Google it, you'll find everything and more information about it. But it's quite interesting because why I'm mentioning it, because you have so many listeners, is they're actually going out to the community and saying, give us your ideas. As opposed to how do we grow the game from the top down, there's a lot of the same top people with similar ideas or have been doing things only a certain way. They want to hear every kind of idea, anything, and have it run through and see, you know, which is what a lot of technology companies do and things like that. What do people really want before they build an app or they do something? And so this is it, try to get some groundswell and get the word out there. They're reaching out to the public.
It's wonderful. It's golf innovation. I'm going to bring Craig Sasada in. He's Craig Sasada, PGA, of course. He's director of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Have him with us as well. Alisa Godet is the author of Two Good Rounds Superstars. She has two good rounds. Those are professional players. And now the superstars who are, you know, I mean, they're terrific amateurs. They came out of their own sport taking up golf. The gentleman we mentioned earlier in Formula One takes his clubs no matter where he goes in the world. You know, we've seen Ahmad Rashad on television. He was on Golf Channel doing Morning Drive for a while last season. Handicap of 3. Bill Murray introduced him to the game. I mean, you learn so much about these great people. It must have been really interesting writing this book.
Yeah, and I think the what I really wanted to show is I figured this way. The first book, as you said, was I interviewed 36 of the top golfers in the world. This book is 54 of the top athletes in the world. And I was looking for a big a big span of all different kinds of sports and genres, but also that somebody like Kelly Slater in an industry like surfing, which I'm sure you're obviously in Hawaii very familiar with, you know, where that's like a very cool sport. And to see this guy and how much he loves golf, he plays in Pebble Beach every year that he can. And that's what I want to do, highlight some of these people, whether the people that they were cool or what have you. They can identify with at least somebody in here, Oscar De La Hoya, Jason Kidd, and Michael Strahan, Wayne Gretzky, Andy Roddick. So there must be somebody in this book that touches a little bit, with even if the person isn't a golfer.
Yes. Craig Sasada, we've got Wayne Gretzky, Michael Strahan, Michael Phillips, Tony Romo, Rubens Barrichello, the Formula One player, Andy Roddick, Scott Hamilton, Jerry Bailey, all these guys. Anybody, Julius Erwing, Gary Sheffield, Dan Jansen, Kelly Slater, he's right here. He's got his handicap is 3. So you think he can just play? It was interesting listening to Kelly Slater talk about golf. And he was on television because his good friend was caddying for Adam Scott during the Sony Open. And Kelly was asked which is more difficult, golf or surfing. And he said, well, they're both difficult. But with surfing, you're dealing with another level. The ground is moving, so to speak. You know, you've got the swells going up and down. So there's a whole thing about balance that you've got to add into it. And I was thinking, wouldn't that be interesting if we could add that problem playing golf as well? Just a whole lot of fun. Alisa Godet, thanks so much for being on the show. It's Two Good Rounds, Superstars, Golf Stories for the World's Greatest, or rather from the World's Greatest Athletes. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Aloha.
And I can get it at PGA Tour Superstore online.
PGA Superstore online or at twogoodrounds.com. Don't you have a website?
Yep, twogoodrounds.com as well.
Yeah, twogoodrounds.com. But you prefer them going to the PGA Superstore?
Whatever makes him happy. Either one.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Ciao. We'll be back after this.
Bye-bye.
My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
You get up, you head out, you approach your Acura RLX. You push start, check surface street traffic with available AcuraLink. Feel the Acura RLX's 310 horsepower pin you back. Hug the turns with precision all-wheel steer. You park, hit your desk, get it done. You head home in your 2014 Acura RLX. Your day is anything but routine. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 RLX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With dual-eye LED headlights so you can see what others don't. One-button access to the third row with one-touch walk-in and available AcuraLink surface street traffic. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 MDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
We are back, and we're taking calls. I think that what number are we at? Number four? This is the fourth caller coming in. We're giving a round of golf. Okay, we're giving two rounds of golf. Poipube Golf Course on Kauai's beautiful South Shore. It's a gorgeous golf course. And for Valentine's Day, you want to take a special somebody? Now, these folks have been calling while both all lines are tied up. So we're getting calls at 808-296-5467, and we're taking the ninth caller. It's so simple, only it's so difficult to get through. Welcome to the show, Craig Sasada.
Hi, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, the director of golf at Poipube. And I wanted to get you in on the conversation because some of the people in this book, you know, you just don't think about them as golfers, you know. And every one of them says one golf tip. You know, Elisa said, give me a golf tip. Have fun, enjoy yourself. It's only a game.
That should always be the mantra.
Don't you just love that? So I'm going through looking for all the tips to see what one golf tip from, this is a basketball player, Jason Kidd. Swing slow and keep your head down. Now, that's a good tip, you know, but it's sometimes keeping the head down. How important is that?
Well, if you keep your head down too long, you won't see where the ball goes.
But if you pull it up too soon, you change the, everything is wrong, right?
Yeah, but yeah, it's kind of it's a hard, you know, if you went verbatim by what he said, keep your head down, it's actually not a good way to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, because your head has to swivel as you're coming through the downswing, right, once you make contact and your shoulders pull you through. So it gets pretty hard, and some people will take it literally, and they'll never take their head up, move their head up.
Exactly. Right, and then whoops, you know, your body's going around, but your head's saying, I think that's going to be bad for your neck. All right, there's something I want to tell you. I just absolutely love what you're offering at Poipube, the practice and play three holes for $25.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, we did that because, you know, probably the thing that deters most people away is not, you know, cost is one thing, but it's actually not the number one thing. It's time. And, you know, we've thought that maybe in the afternoon, it's a slow time for most places, and especially here, that, you know, the visitor or even the resident alike can do their thing in the morning, go, you know, work or whatever, do their activities, and still have time in the afternoon to get a little golf fix in before dinner. So And I have plenty of time to get ready for dinner.
That's
worked out pretty good so far.
Because you get to go in between 3 and 4 any day of the week. You get the range balls, you get to use the practice facility, and then you get the golf cart, and then you get access to play the first three holes. And it's a par 4, 5, and 3. What order is it in?
It is in the exact order you said.
Oh. So you get everything, right? 4, 5, and 3. It's such a great idea. And, you know, if you know somebody who should get out after work, they say that sitting at your desk, and this just came out this week in the news. I heard some story, you know, we did a study and we discovered that sitting on your desk is as bad for you, or sitting at your desk. I've been having one of those days with English language. Sitting at your desk is as bad as smoking. So get up and stretch at your desk. You got to stand up every once in a while, okay? I've almost been an hour and a half at this desk. Got to at 3 hours before the show. Got to stand up. You got to move your arms around. You got to get your blood circulating. It's not good for your legs. So all of that stuff. And at the end of the day, you think that person is really not getting any exercise at all. Get them a gift certificate. So that at Poipu Bay, you get them a gift certificate for $25. It's such a great gift. Such a great gift. Okay. Now, I want to share something. You play Titleist clubs, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the Seinfeld section? You gotta hear this. We found this specially for you. Yes. Craig Sassato. Okay. Kramer is hitting balls off a ship. Okay, he's on one of those cruise ships. You know how they do that, you know, on cruise ships on the Fantail?
Right.
Yeah, let's practice some golf. You know, they give lessons, and then you get to hit balls off the ship. So Kramer is hitting balls off the ship, and George Costanza, in this group of people, of course, Kramer, Jerry, and Elaine are there. George is telling this story about what happened to him. This is after we knew that Kramer had been hitting balls off the ship. Here's the story.
So I started to walk into the water. I won't lie to you, boys. I was terrified. So I pressed on. And as I made my way past the breakers, a strange calm came over me. I don't know if it was divine intervention or the kinship of all living things, but I tell you, Jerry, at that moment, I was a marine biologist.
George, I've just been reading this thing in the paper. It's unbelievable.
I know. I was just telling the story.
Well, come on, George. Finish the story.
The sea was angry that day, my friends. Like an old man trying to send back soup in a deli. I got about 50 feet out, and suddenly, the great beast appeared before me. I tell you, he was 10 stories high if he was a foot. As if sensing my presence, he let out a great bellow. I said, "Easy, big fella." And then, as I watched him struggling, I realized that something was obstructing its breathing. From where I was standing, I could see directly into the eye of the great fish.
Mammal.
Whatever.
What did you do next?
Well, then, from out of nowhere, a huge tidal wave lifted me, tossed me like a cork, and I found myself right on top of him, face to face with the blowhole. I could barely see from the waves crashing down upon me, but I knew something was there. So I reached my hand in, felt around, and pulled out the obstruction.
Okay, Craig Sassada, that was for you. What is it, a Titleist? Hole in one. Oh, that was funny because I walked in and I was talking to Raph. You know, he runs the board for me, and he goes, I said, Craig Sassada plays Titleist, and Raph looks at me and goes, Titleist, the first thing I think of is Seinfeld. And I said, guys, can we use it? Is there any way to find that clip? And sure enough, YouTube. You know, you can find everything on YouTube. So that's the – and at the PGA show, I guess there are a bunch of new Titleist golf balls, aren't there? I mean, go low and all kind.
Yeah, Titleist is I guess they're lower-end golf balls. I guess more performance golf balls for the everyday player like
me
or the Velocity. I guess they're doing more and more things to it. I guess they improved the golf ball. I don't know exactly what it was, but I guess distance wise obviously, and how the ball performs around the green. So you know, with every company, yeah, they always play something.
Yes, it's been really I wrote up a whole section on Titleist and all of the different things that had come out during the show. But for all the talk of putters and drivers, the most sold item is irons. Isn't that something?
Well, you know, that's probably the meat of your game, eh?
it is the meat of the game, you know, and I am really impressed with how the different golf companies, and of course they're going to have to, right? But they've come out with all these different clubs, irons, in three different versions. There's the blade, which nobody in my world can hit, right? Okay, that's, you don't want a blade, right?
Well, I mean, so for the obviously the players on tour, some, you know, the better players, obviously the tour players, as an example, they like a better feel of a blade, a so-called blade now, for performance as far as workability. Whereas the bigger face clubs, where large cavity backs or muscle backs, won't have that workability factor as the blade would.
But the cavity back and the muscle back are more forgiving.
Correct. Yes, I use those.
Right. Me too. See, when that's when I was like, okay, so I'm studying this and I'm finding out that the cavity back is for like. For like me, you know, for people who are recreational players, who have fun, who are trying to get better, but need a lot of forgiveness, okay? So then there's the cavity back. That's for people who are like maybe a 10 handicap?
Well, I mean, no, I mean, a very good player could use those clubs also.
Exactly. That's what,
yeah.
I found out, that you, the muscle back and the blades are used by tour players. I mean, they use the muscle back too.
Correct.
So this, you can mix it up with your game. You know, there's a lot of people think that they've got to be like real, you know, macho about their bag. You know, it's really important. But you can mix it up. Put a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Get comfortable with your irons, and it just seems like they're. Somebody said, I think on Golf Spy, the ultra forgiving long irons and compact short irons make the new AP ones one of the most attractive sets in the category. I thought that was very, very cool. But one thing that everybody's talking about is those Vokey wedges, the SM5s. Are you using them?
Unfortunately, I don't have them yet. I have the SM4s right now, but you know, Vokey, you know, they're one of the leaders in wedge design, so. You know, and every year it's a competition with a lot of other companies, but, you know, ever since they took away the square group, so-called, you know, it's a race to find something that's innovative but still within the USGA group. So.
Yes, it's true, because the new TX3 grooves have like a 7% larger groove volume in two different configurations. They're deeper, they're narrower on the 46 and 54-degree wedges than the last generation. Supposed to give you more distance and better trajectory. You know, like I can hit it on the right line. You know, yeah. I'm just glad when I see that the green mark that I've made on my iron is in the center. You know, just anywhere sort of in that realm, you know, as I'm cleaning off my irons. All right. Now, we were talking about the Velocity golf ball, the 2014 Velocity, as you were talking. It's the golf ball delivers fast initial speed on a full swing for explosive distance while increasing playability and feel. I love how marketing people write.
You know, they forget you still got to go hit it, right?
Yes. It's like, I'm so glad it does all that. Can it do it on its own, please? You know? You know, the self-correcting golf ball. Okay. And then the DT, I like this. You know, Danielle Tucker, the DT Solo Golf Ball. That's the new Titleist DT Solo Golf Ball. I'll be saying that forever. Oh, and Tiger Woods, he's back in action. Craig Sassada, director of golf at Poipu Bay. I think we have a winner too. Do we have a winner of our? Yeah, here comes Ralph. He's been having a conversation. We had a winner a long time ago, didn't we? Louise Lewis of Eva Beach, you are the winner of two rounds at Poipu Bay for our Valentine's Day Poipu Bay giveaway. It's so fantastic. Thank you so much, Craig Sassada, for making that.
Well, my pleasure. Congratulations.
Yeah, Louise, awesome. Eva Beach, you're going to have so much fun when you get over to Poipu Bay and enjoy that. But Tiger Woods is back. He's looking a little rusty.
Yeah, he didn't play too well, but, you know, I think there's a lot of people like to have his rust.
It was funny. I was listening to Brandel Chambly talk about Tiger comparing his swing from last year. It's much shorter. You can see it in this picture. He looks like a 55-year-old man. I'm like, wow, whoa. That's not fair.
I think he'll be there. I mean, you know, Tiger, if that's his bad game, I mean, that's good.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's not exactly an easy golf course there. So.
No, and Doug Ferguson from AP said it would, to him it looked harder than he said. I've never seen bounce written in my notebook as often as it was written this time. And I was talking to another golf writer, of course, Steve DiMeglio, for a long time. He said maybe it wasn't harder than the U.S. Open in 08, but it's hard because there's different feels to the golf course. Sometimes it's firm and fast like it was in 08, and then it's soft because they put a little bit of water on the course Wednesday. That must really throw a player off trying to get the feel of a course.
Well, I think it probably does, especially switching, alternating between the north and south. So you probably may have different types of greens on the north versus the south. I mean, the same grass, but the way the ball reacts on the green could be different.
Yeah, did you see the rough?
Yeah, the rough was pretty nice and lush out there.
Wasn't it? It was like, oh, I'd like to mow that and have that in my front yard.
Today's a nice day, too. I've seen some pictures of it. It looks like a beautiful day out there today.
Yeah, and then there's Michelle Wee.
Yeah, that was a good second round.
Wasn't that nice? It's like I have to talk about it, but I sometimes wish that I didn't have to because I feel like if I just don't say anything, she'll stay at the top of the leaderboard, you know? It's always that way for me, you know, because I'm just looking at the leaderboard now, and of course they're playing and things are changing. Jessica Korda is still in the lead. Lizette Salas, she's really coming on strong. Paula's kind of dropped down, and so is Michelle. But it's only through three today, so you know it gets all kapakahi at this time of day, right? The leaderboard is not really accurate because somebody's gone through nine. It's all, and so. Another 20 minutes flies by talking with you, Craig.
It's always a pleasure.
We need to do it again. I'll try to find something else funny for us so we can giggle. Thanks so much for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Craig Sassada, Director of Golf, Poipu Bay Golf Course. And thank you to Louise Lewis. She is our winner, our Valentine's Day giveaway, two rounds at Poipu Bay. Yeah, we're going to do it again next week. Of course we are. And thank you for making the golf club possible. Brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Get the city-sized luxury of the ILX with a special lease starts at just $209 a month. Take advantage of the special 0.9% APR. Acura, once again, proving its overall amazing value. But you don't need to take my word for it because, you know, I don't rate them. NHTSA does. Check it out. You'll hear it from the experts. There's never been a better time to drive an Acura. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, and just tee it forward. Don't be intimidated because it's a fantastic view. That's what you want to focus on if you play golf like me. Otherwise, challenge yourself. It's an unforgettable golf experience. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment for protection for your home or your business. Yeah, you go and have your property assessed to see what kind of threat it faces, and then Star Protection comes in and they fix it. They put protection in place. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And Avance Salon, I'll see you in a few minutes. The Golf Club, you can always hear us at RadioGolfClub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.